Well, I don't know why, but we're going to turn it back over to those crazies at the Lost Discs radio show.
Because of the subject matter and its candid treatment, the producers realize that this is not for everybody. If you're a free-thinking, mature adult who has not formed strong opinions, then we urge you not to miss.
All right. You don't know nothing. You're gambling. You're gambling that maybe I know something. But I don't. I don't know nothing!
Right, we're coming in here sort of close to top of the hour for another out-of-sight edition, folks, of the Lost Discs radio show. This is Jim E. Knight sitting in here with you right around top of the hour, as a matter of fact. Just trying to get the levels correct on the board, man. Everything's being thrown together very haphazardly, as per usual, and we don't know if the levels are going to be right. You know how it is, clipping and all. We'll try to get Joe Stacks on the phone line here and see what happens. In the meantime, we've got Chesty over there on the other alternate microphone.
Howdy.
Sounds like she's got a decent level, and let's check that level on Joe Stags.
I'm in here, and
sounds like he's speaking German.
Germany is.
Is that because you're drinking German beer, or you're just channeling some
German, right? As the world knows.
Well, typically, now, Joe, we got some trouble with your audio, so please just stand by. Now of Jan Davis, right off the A&M Records label. Okay, and that's how you're going to get charged up for the hour, folks, because, what can I tell you? That's the kind of hour it's going to be. And let's double-check that level on Joe Stack's mic. Joe.
Hello, everybody. Greetings from Pittsburgh.
All right, well, I guess he's hanging in there a little bit, Joe. All right, so now what's happening, of course, is it's March of 2013. We're trying to do an episode now, just because we do one once a month, and we want to get it over to our website, LostDiscsRadio.com. Man, you should check that out. But spell the word discs with a C, Chesty.
A C for Chesty.
Right? And then, of course, we're sending this over to our buddies at RockinRadio.com, right? So that's where you want to go check out all of our buddies on the DJ scene over there. And it turns out that they are slimocasting this down at the Winterfest somewhere in Pennsylvania, which, I don't know, man, they changed it. It's not at the old Lansdale site anymore, so I don't... You know what I mean?
Hey, do dogs still chase fugitives? Do they still send the hounds after people?
Yeah. They chase their smoke, Chesty. They chase after their smoke.
Dogs are so very useful.
So speaking of this kind of thing, we're going to send this out now. It always gives us – see, anytime there's a Winterfest that we can't attend, that gives us an opportunity to play a song for those guys down there. And I just happened to come across a nice, clean, cleaner copy of Wild Party by Dickie Doin' the Don'ts. Sending this down to the guys to Winterfest tonight and Lost This Radio.
We jumped into a hot lodge and we set a wicked pace. We parked them on the porch and we fell into the place. The room was filled with party dolls, my heart was filled with joy. They were so sweet and pretty that my girl looked like a boy.
Woo! What a party.
Woo!
What a party.
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going. And a dancing to the news. The walls were a-shaking and the floor began to sag. The band played Dixie and they raised the rebel flag.
Woo! What a party.
Woo!
What a party.
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on. And painting their pink.
What a party.
May I ask what's going on?
In the streets of Dublin City, where the girls are so pretty, the boys go dancing with sweet Molly Malone. Through streets broad and narrow, where she wheeled that wheelbarrow, the streets are rocking, alive, alive, oh.
Yeah. Mother, why are you crying?
Ah, it's that cheap Irish music.
Rockin' Radio.
The Out of Sight sounds there of the JBs on the RCA Records label. I'm a loner. Right? I don't really quite get what that guy's whining about in that song, but he seems to be pretty upset about something. The Great Scots before that there with Don't Want Your Love. See? Forget it, man. It's the whole February good Valentine's vibe thing, it's over, man. It's a new month. You know, the economy's really going to hell, and we could really, no one could really just give a flying rat's ass about it. Right? That's the headlines, at least right now, here in early March, folks. I don't know when you're, whenever you're digging this show, you'll think, oh yeah, man, back in the days of March 2013, man, when it all went to hell. And then all we need now is for the magnetic poles to actually flip. And then that's it.
That'll really screw up the radio world.
The toilets will flush the other way. It'll all be counterclockwise. Mm. It'll be so messed up.
Dude, you want to know something? No lie. When I was a kid growing up, the house that I grew up in had a toilet that was installed. The toilet itself was manufactured for South America or somewhere south of the equator. And so when you flushed it, the jets pushed the water in the opposite direction that they should have gone. No, I'm not even kidding. So the water, instead of spinning it, what are we supposed to do? It spins clockwise,
right?
I have
no idea. I don't look at the toilet.
Joe, back me up. You just talked about this.
Yep. Counterclockwise south of the equator.
Correct. So this toilet bowl, when you flushed it, the jets were set in the counterclockwise direction to, you know, help propel the water to take full advantage of the whole centrifugal force situation of the spinning of the actual planet, you see. And somehow this South American toilet ended up in my house in Pennsylvania that I was growing up in. So when you flushed the toilet, it was actually operating against the natural pull of the Earth.
That's a story right there, almost like Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. South American toilet.
And the water, and the water would just sort of gurgle in a odd sort of straight down puddly motion. It was very odd. But at any rate, where was I? Back announcing.
I really like that Shamrock song.
All right, well, that's
right.
So
it didn't sound particularly Irish, but...
Well, no, it didn't. It was Roberta Sherwood, okay, off the Decca label, with the Shamrock. See, somebody had to do it. That's out of 1956.
See, happy and drunk, angry, or sad, depressed, and suicidal, that's the Irish music canon right there.
Okay, well, it was sort of like a reimagining of that old Molly Malone ballad, you know, in some ways there, from Roberta Sherwood. And before that, it was Dickie Doin' the Don'ts. We kicked it off there with one of my old favorite platters from back in the day, 1958, off the Swan label with Wild Party. And speaking of the Winterfest and the Wild Party, we've been given the covert information now that we are being simulcast down at the Winterfest on two frequencies, 6925 kilohertz and 89 FM, 89.0 FM.
And right? When I found that out, I had walked that many steps.
Oh, that's right.
On my pedometer today.
Chesty has this pedometer that she's been trying out the past couple of days, and when she came up into the studio here, I said, "Hey, they got us on 6925 from the Winterfest."
6,925 steps.
She looks down at her pedometer, and that's the number on the pedometer, folks. Cosmic? Is that a conceptual continuity of some sort? Right,
I believe that's the universe aligning.
At work here.
What's that, Joe?
Some serious synchronicity for you guys.
Well, no kidding. Wait, Cos and I have continual conceptual continuity over at Area 51, usually on the weekends, folks. It's just part of the course. So anyway, you know, be curious if anyone is listening to us in-house down there at the hotel at the Winterfest, if they wanted to chime in. Not that they should take any time away from the fantabulous proceedings at the fest, but they could drop us an email to let us know that they're getting us on 6925 AM there, or the 89 FM frequency. All right, so it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Is that right, Chesty?
That's correct.
But spell the word discs.
With the C, like Chesty.
With the C in it there, just like Chesty says. She spells her name. Okay, and so I guess, Joe, anything we need to know about the JBs and the Great Scots?
Well, starting with the JBs. The JBs were from the Montreal area. This was actually a later incarnation of the group JB and the Playboys.
Huh.
I'm guessing you know, JB was still around, but maybe Playboy's moved out. Actually charted in Canada, making it as high as number 25, breaking the top 40 on a three-week run back in 66.
Awesome.
And the Great Scots, well, you've heard about these guys. We've talked about these guys before. Part of their routine, these guys...
Great Scots!
Halifax, Nova Scotia.
What? Wait, what happened?
They're from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Scottish people are from there.
Their routine was to wear kilts on stage. They were the Great Scots. And they put out, they were on the Epic, well, actually, they were on several labels. Epic, they landed on Triumph for a while, and they put out their final single in 66 on the Challenge label.
All right. Well, Joe, here's the thing. A little bit nervous about this next group that we've got to go into. It's a group called JC Heavy.
Okay.
No, the JBs to JC Heavy, not to be confused with JC Penney.
Right.
Who, you know, in all their troubles these days financially. But go ahead. What do you know?
Well, okay. JC Heavy actually originated out of the Manchester area in the UK.
Okay.
They initially, when they formed, they called themselves Hemlock.
That's not funny.
Well, that's what they call themselves. In about 1969, they formed a group called Hemlock. They came together. There was a couple of minor lineup tweaks before they started to regularly in primarily Germany and other parts of Western Europe from the late 60s into the early 70s, putting out a couple singles, playing a lot of festivals and shows. I mean, there's looks like they hit the Progressive Pop Festival in Cologne in 1970, appearing with the Kinks and Deep Purple and Nico. And then, they're kind of at the tail end of the open-air rock circus.
So they really got around, these guys.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, but apparently their main gig was in Germany. And I think they didn't, although they recorded, I don't think anything hit in the in their home country of the UK, like so many earlier groups that went over there, like the Smoke and the Creation and stuff like that. It's like, well, where they had their success, they had it in Germany.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So here comes tonight, exclusively on the show, man. I'll say sounds like JC Heavy on Lost Discs Radio. Cleanness of
it possible to serve a low-budget meal the family will really enjoy? Of course not.
Lost radio.
I'm turning it higher.
Say, man, look here, man. Let's get together tonight and play some hide and go see. What's that? Let's get together and play some hide and go see. Let's go. What's that? Yeah.
the demented sounds of Bunker Hill.
I don't know what to think of that, but I'll holler, Billy Goat. Yep. Holler, Billy Goat.
Do it. Bah! Well, I don't know if that's supposed to be a dance craze or just a novelty number, you know, or just a paranoid fantasy.
I'm a little bit scared of what it means.
Bunker Hill. Turns out Bunker Hill, whose real name David Walker, by the way, gospel singer and a heavyweight boxer in the 1950s, late 50s, out of the Washington, D.C. area, cut a couple different labels, did some gospel stuff, but did some straight-up secular stuff on the Mala label in the early 60s. And get ready to have your mind blown. He, on that very platter, he, on that very platter, was being backed by none other than Link Ray and his Raymen.
Woohoo! That's cool.
Can I get an amen corner on that?
Amen.
Corner.
Oh, I see.
Coming up. Hang on. Now, so what happened there was, it was Anduela's Dream right before that. And I just kind of threw that in at the last minute here in the playlist because what the hell, man? We're sort of doing a little bit of this, you know, we did the Shamrock and we had the Great Scots in there. And so Anduela's Dream turns out to be an Irish psych rock band out of the late 60s. One of our favorites. And Joe, as I recall, Jerry's Records in Pittsburgh, you know, where you're located there, buddy. You're not that you're in Jerry's Records, but you're in Pittsburgh, and Jerry's Records had a copy of the Anduela's Dream album, and didn't it go for like $500 or some crazy thing?
Yeah, that was one of those things that was on. Jerry does regular auctions of some of his harder to find stuff, and that was one of those things. It showed up, you know. I think I threw in a bit of like $30-$40 because, you know, just to see what happened. But then, you know, you find out later on, it's like, yeah, that first album, yeah. Midland three digits, like $400-$500.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, but a little too rich for my blood, you know.
And that was the just Anduela from Anduela's Dreams album there. What can I say? Hey, JC Heavy, by the way, I got to mention, the only reason I even have that song is because of the boss man, Randy Tivins, over at rockandradio.com, who a couple holidays back happened to send us a CD comp called The Electric Asylum, rare British acid freak rock. So, I don't know, just seemed like it was time for some JC Heavy, because coming up here in a sec, we got to check our email real quick, and then coming up in a sec, we're going to tie that in with Chesty. We do have an email in from the Winterfest tonight, folks. It's from a guy named Chris. Could be a chick named Chris, for all we know. Saying that he, she, it is in room 640 at the Hey, somebody go up, call a little room service up to room 640 at the Winterfest. Send them up a bunch of couple of pizzas, a side of wings, and a couple of beers on the tray there. Okay, that's room 640 at the internet. We're going to need like 3 cheese pizzas. Chesty, what do you want on the pizza? Some shrooms.
Shrooms,
and
always.
And side of wings, like maybe 20 wings, and maybe like a 6-pack on the tray. Okay, and he's got us on 6925 at the Winterfest. Right, you digging? You see how the relays work? Well, that's why they call it. It's why it's a relay, man, because he's digging the relay up there. So that means we're just going to do one of these things, Chesty. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
So what? She's bad news. The little lady comes in here and starts throwing her butt around. Now what am I supposed to do, run in a corner and hide or something? Now don't tell me you weren't looking at it.
All right, forget I said anything.
All right, I will.
I'm going to come in here and throw my butt around a little bit.
Start counting.
That's
on
excellent.
That.
Excellent.
Counting on that, too. What you got?
Well, this is on the Durham label. And, oh, Durham, really? Well, I stand corrected. Durham label. And this week, all the rage has been about Pope Benedict leaving the Vatican. And it just cracks me up to listen to this record from Amen Corner. You'll just see what I mean.
Hey,
Pope has finally announced that he has okayed a new birth control device for Roman Catholics. He has instigated a holy war against the Jews and the Muslims alike. Let's clean up Jerusalem once and for all, he said. Then he announced he could fly and jumped out the Vatican window.
Then let me ask you this. What do you think makes America different from Ireland?
It has more Irishmen.
You're thinking, why would you grind the show to a halt like that? Well, all I know is George Darrow there on the Nationwide Records label with Too Much Snow. With Too Much Snow. Wow. Yeah, George Darrow. Well, hey, Too Much Snow. Come on. I just had to do it, man, because a couple weeks back, we got this massive blizzard. I'd never seen anything like it. Chesty, the total. Lay it on him.
40 inches. One night.
That's what she said. 40 inches of snow, my friends. Please.
It incapacitated us.
We were seriously 4 days before we could get out and down the street. All right. I'm just saying. George Darrow, from the Cleveland Pittsburgh area there on Nationwide out of 1960, with Too Much Snow, and before that it was the Amen Corner. Right, Chesty's chick pick for the Pope, for the just retired, stepped down Pope.
Ooh, yeah, running away from scandal.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Now, isn't the flip side of that High in the Sky?
From Amen Corner? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got the 45 there, pal. Why?
It has a vaguely spiritual, virtuous kind of vibe to the whole thing, then.
Naturally. Well, hey, that's what we try to do. Speaking of spiritual vibes, yeah, have you noticed that Dr. Doug Brown just doesn't even show anymore? Like the network has sort of written him off somehow. We need some closure if he's not going to be showing up, we at least need some closure from Dr. Doug Brown. Like maybe he could write us a nice letter.
He'll be back.
Send us a nice card.
He could send it to the email.
He could send us a card. Hey, and once again, folks, if you're digging it, you could, if you cared. It is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, spelled discs with a C, like that guy in room 640. Did you call? We're going to need, what is it, a couple cheese pizzas. They should be delivered any minute now. So if there's a knock on the door, your pizzas and beer and wings are on the way. All right. We don't have much time left, but in fact, we do have to count down the record label poll from our website, folks, because what you really should do from time to time is get over to lostdiscsradio.com, right? Spell the word discs with a C. And check out our insanity action over there for high fidelity new oldies. And we have a record label poll, of course, up on the site. And the current poll that is up there right now is maybe one of our favorites, one of our best that we've ever had. So get over there and check it out now. And we're going to count down the results as we do every month or a couple months or so from the last poll that we had up. And Jesse, I'm going to give you the results of the last poll.
As long as you check the turntable speed indicator.
It is set to 45. I'm going to
45.
The first 45 on the turntable here for a sec. There. All right. So, Chesty, what's the info on that there?
Number three is the Stark label with 5 votes, which is 11.63% of the vote.
The countdown may begin.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987654.
It's going to be the Velveteens. The Stark label, folks. Velveteens, right off the Stark Records label there, coming from the poll at our website, third place.
I like that. That was sweet.
You like that? I was afraid I wasn't even going to play the whole thing because of the Squaresville factor.
I'm glad you let it go through.
I was going to wind it down.
Number two is from Mart, M-A-R-T. Not fart.
Huh?
Like Timtron, just Mart.
Yeah.
That's 17 votes.
Okay.
Which was 39.5% of the votes, a pretty high mark.
Yeah. Let's get this thing. I think it's queued.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10987654 3.
The divots on the Mart Records label, folks, exclusively tonight on the show.
I love my baby and I call my baby my cereal.
Dry cereal.
My cereal, baby, is precisely your name. In every pocket you'll find a box of dry cereal. Your energy pack is driving me insane. That kiss, oh, what a kiss from my baby. My cereal. I say, baby, don't stop, keep a kissing on.
Sure. Sure, the rockabilly-ish stylings of the Divots.
I love that. Sax. And very cute. You can write a love song about cereal. You can write about anything.
Yeah, Dry Cereal from the Divots on the Mart Records label. And by the way, it actually says on the label, it's out of Salem, Virginia. The Mart Records label was out of Salem, Virginia. So
The winner of the record poll.
Oh, wait, I gotta get queued up on the turntable.
Oh, sorry. Well, all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Is from the Smart record label, just edging out Mart with 21 votes, 48.4%. Here she rolls.
Lost Disc Radio.
Number one.
Yeah, we're not gonna get it all the way through this. That's okay. You'll see what I mean. It's got this remarkably long introduction.
I know you don't believe, but the swamp knows she's so. If you try her gree-gree, come back for more. Six buzzard feathers and a mockingbird's tail, brewed with the claws from a one-legged quail. Hatched when the full moon commences to pale, Madame Zuzu's hoodoo's the best kind for sale.
Bring me for sale, bring me for sale.
Madame Zuzu's hoodoo's the best kind for sale. My man loved me once, but he come by a spell, his soul to the devil, my man, he done sell. Six buzzard feathers and a mockingbird's tail, brewed with the claws from a one-legged quail. Come get that hoodoo to hang on his nail, Madame Zuzu's hoodoo's the best kind for sale. Damn Zuzu's hoodoo's the best kind for sale. My man now is gone from that cabin of mine. In swamp he is sleeping. Gree gree, she worked fine. Six buzzard feathers and a mockingbird's tail, brewed with the claws from a one-legged quail. Hatched when the full moon commences to pale, Madame Zuzu's hoodoo's the best kind for sale.
Green, green for sale, green, green for sale.
Okay, what exactly are they saying?
I don't know what they're saying. It's some kind of voodoo, but right. Cree cree for sale?
I'm gonna play
I don't
it
understand.
I'm going to play it backwards, okay?
Dr. John to accommodate what? To accompany that boy.
Is it Cree Cree for sale? What are they saying is for sale?
Gris.
What's that
I'm not
mean?
Sure how what Gree Gree is exactly.
Gree Gree for sale.
Wait, so Joe, you're saying that you understand what they're saying here? Are you just making something up, or is that for
Gree
real?
For sale. Now, Dr. John's first album back in God knows is entitled Gree Gree. That's how I know.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
His first psychedelic Orleans thing. But yeah, it's a voodoo thing. It's an amulet or a charm.
Oh, okay.
Where it protects you from evil or bring you good luck.
Okay, well, that was Chris Martin on the Smart Records label. I still want to hear what it sounds like backwards. We're gonna do some backward masking on this right now. Here we go. Here it comes. Did you catch that?
That's like some sort of backward evil show tune.
It's
an evil show tune.
The thing is, like, man, you know, what you need is like a show about, you know, voodoo and revolution in Haiti, maybe starring Ricardo Montalban.
I thought it said, Dr. Dog Brown is a dead man, miss him, miss him.
No. What's the Smart label? Where is it from? Does it say?
Good question.
Is it from New Orleans?
No, it says New York City. Tony, now, whoa, Tony Smart Enterprises, 1619 Broadway, New York, New York, on the label here. So, okay, folks, that's what you do. You got to get over to our own, very own website and vote on the three new record labels that are up there on the front main page, man. You tell us which one you think is the hippest of the three. And
Put it today.
You've got to do it to exercise your rights, folks. We need a mandate on one of those three labels over at LostDiscsRadio.com. Okay? You can spell the word discs with the C, and you can put the www in there if it makes you feel better. Right? Speaking of making us feel better, we got an email in during the week from a guy who discovered our program over at the radioforall.net contribution site there. And I believe it's a guy named Dennis, and he didn't really give his location or anything, which is cool because he's not doing QSL, you know, he's downloading it. But he chimed in and actually hipped me up to the fact that we lost a singer-songwriter that we love around here named Kevin Ayers. And as it turned out, man, we played Kevin Ayers on our last show last month there for February 2013. And who knew? Who knew that he was going to pass away in February of 2013? And then he did, apparently on the 18th.
And Lost Discs had nothing to do with that.
We're killing off artists right after we play their songs.
Yeah, because we want the records to go up in value, so...
No.
All right, it's, you know. So this guy wanted to hear something else by Kevin Ayers, and, you know, we're kind of breaking a rule here. I don't know how the boss man Randy Tivins is going to feel about us playing the same artist back-to-back on shows like this. But we're just going to do it for the guy, partly because he passed on and partly because the listeners demand it. So let's check out from, I believe it's his second album, Shooting at the Moon. It's Kevin Ayers and the whole world, by the way.
By request.
See how smooth we are? The Outside Sounds of Kevin Ayers with the Lunatic Lament.
Causing my
You see? You see what I'm saying, folks?
Kevin Ayers didn't sound too happy at the end of that song.
Yeah. Well, we can only hope and think good thoughts for Kevin Ayers. What can I tell you, folks? Just like you could be doing, man, if you go over to rockandradio.com, as a matter of fact. You know, for the month of March over at Rockin' Radio, of course, it's going to be the none other than the RLT Archives Music Magazine.
Woo!
Boss Man himself, and of course, second slot as come lately, is Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul.
He's the man.
He's the man. And the other man is the electrophonic Bri-Fi. You catch him over there with the electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips.
Fantastico.
Go check them out, folks, and support them, because they support us. That's rockandradio.com. Just spell it with two R's in the appropriate places. And, folks, we'll catch you next month, I suppose, as per usual. Good night, Joe Stacks. Thanks for the shotgun ride.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Don't do it again without you.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming, did you? Good night, Chesty.
Good night.
And good night, Captain Ganja. Wherever you are.